This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Friday. Oh, I got an important s'more update, Jeffrey. And this fits with Memorial Day, right? It's the unofficial start of summer. That's s'more season, right? Don't you think? It all comes together.
Yeah, I would agree.
Beautifully. So we'll get to Memorial Day in a minute. Listen, we could talk about that game last night, but whatever.
It was like the last one.
We were discussing s'mores, and my hot take was some things I just have sort of all my life devoutly believed in. Like, these are core takes of mine, right? And one of the core takes, for example,
always try the meatloaf.
This is always order the meatloaf. But another is that minivan people ask me why you drive a minivan, and one of my core takes is that. If you're driving an SUV, unless you're doing off-roading or something, right? People don't want to drive a minivan because they don't want to be minivan people, right?
I do agree with you. People that do not own minivans do not want to own them.
But the reason they are minivan people who are just too damn pretentious to know that they're in the minivan stage of life. That's one of my core beliefs. You're not fooling me. You're in the minivan era. You are a minivan person. You just are too damn pretentious to drive a minivan. You care too much about image and what people think to embrace what you actually are in that moment. Because the most efficient way
to move
children around. No, and I have had long before you, whatever, I've believed this to my core, that you people who are driving these for you, it's a little different because you had them even before you had kids, whatever.
Yes.
So if you're a mom out there driving or dad out there driving driving an SUV around, a Suburban, whatever the hell it is, let's be honest, you need a minivan. You're a minivan person. You're not fooling me. You're a minivan person. Okay. That's one of my takes. You can disagree. Feel free to disagree.
I do think a large portion of people that don't drive minivans. It is.
They're schlepping kids around, and they don't want to be seen as a minivan, right? So that I think it's demonstrably true. I think it's almost indisputable. But anyway, so I was going off on s'mores the other day as one of the great overrated desserts in the world because you can't love a s'more. No, here's what happens: you got your marshmallow, you got your chocolate, you got your graham crackers. You smush them together, and the graham crackers break.
Yep.
The whole thing is wildly overrated. I was going off like this, and I got a text from Claire. It said, "I've got thoughts about your take on s'mores."
Mm-hmm.
And how about this sentence? This is not yet ever sentence has not been uttered yet in our marriage. We'll discuss when I get home tonight. We'll discuss when I
it's
get home tonight.
It's not my favorite text message to get.
We'll discuss when I get home tonight.
Yeah. No, I still claim one of the worst facts. Like, I love my job and I love working here. The ultimate downside is I have now returned to where my friends and family live, and anytime I say anything, you know, they hold it against me.
Like, right.
You
know, right. It's like, oh, yeah, right.
The random people online, randomly. Whatever, I don't care. But it's like, now my friends want to keep arguing with me.
Well, I mean, was that your dad who was so disappointed in
you
yesterday?
Yes, I kid you not. Yesterday, when I missed Build Me Up Buttercup.
Build Me Up Buttercup. The question was, this song and by the Foundations has been played more than any other song by the Foundations.
And I clearly said I was between two, and I didn't feel confident.
What was the other one? Now you don't remember.
Yeah.
But anyway, so you didn't get it. You didn't get it.
No, well,
and
I didn't steal it.
Oh, right.
But it reminded me of the other time in my life that my dad was actually truly disappointed. I was like 10 years old, and my dad and I just snuck out, and we'd gone to the Rendezvous, and we were eating at the bar, and the waiter asked what I wanted, because it's usually just half order, full order this time. And I said I wanted the chicken.
Oh, that's,
and the,
that's tough, man.
The waiter then responded, "You don't come to the Rendezvous to eat the chicken." And the look
you
on my dad's.
You embarrassed your father.
Yeah, because like that was his place. Father. Like that's like where my parents went after they got engaged. Like it was.
Anyway, so we did sit down and we discussed s'mores. And what she said, honestly, it got a little personal. Because what she said, of course, you don't like s'mores. She'd actually discussed this with her sons. And they had all said, of course, he doesn't like s'mores.
What does that mean? A lot of tone there.
No, 100%. Because what it means is, because what he's going to do is just slap the s'more together. He's not patient enough.
You're not an artisan?
To be present and to assemble and to embrace the process of making the s'more. And then if you make a s'more...
Dessert shouldn't be a journey.
The process of making a s'more. And in fact, if you don't just burn the hell out of the marshmallow or have a marshmallow raw and have it be perfectly soft and browned and whatever, it actually... this is true. Maybe it's true because it's theoretical. I've never seen it. That it and the chocolate meld together perfectly and hold the graham cracker together into a perfect sandwich, but that you have to be, you know, you have to embrace the process of making the s'more, but you, of course, you're such a slapdash human being, you wouldn't like a s'more. You know, well, what's that tree? What's the tree that you're supposed to be? What are those things?
Bonsai?
Yeah. It's like I'm supposed to be embracing bonsai trimming.
I had
here.
One. It did not make it.
So anyway, maybe if you're present and you embrace the s'more making experience, then you will love a s'more.
I got to say this. I know they're not pretentious people. This comes across as pretentious.
No, they're not at all. It's the way I'm probably getting another text. Because now the way I'm spinning it makes them sound. The truth is, they just like hanging around the campfire. And here's the other truth. They are all artists.
Mm-hmm.
It is true. They're all artists. And they like making things. And I don't. You know? So, anyway. All right. Happy Memorial Day, everybody. Go out and make s'mores all summer long. Memorial Day was once, of course.
Here's how I know you're right about s'mores. Sometimes when you go to, like, the highfalutin restaurants, they'll have their take on a s'more.
Uh-huh.
That has like the flavor, like,
and they don't use graham crackers.
Correct.
Is that true?
Like they'll use like they will, and like they make it more into like a, I would say like a dessert type cake thing rather than just the sandwich. It's always a lot better.
I'll be honest. My belief and my take wavered a little bit on the s'more thing. Well, maybe I am just a deficient human being.
No, you should stand firm. Get your ski poles out. Dig
in. How do we feel about Memorial Day? Of course, was originally, and all you know this, of course, because it was originally Decoration Day. It was Decoration Day,
as we've learned on this show,
and in the North, it really started in the wake of the Civil War, And then everyone was decorating their own people's graves, right?
Right.
That's how it worked. And then when we came together and all died in World War I, then it sort of became Memorial Day. How do we feel? And of course, we do honor people who died for this country. And so it is a sacred day. It is also, of course, become the unofficial start to summer. It's funny how it works though. Like for me as a kid, we used to get up and we'd run down to the cemetery at the end of the street where the soldiers would come in and do a salute, you know, to the fallen.
The gun salute.
And then we'd run and try to get the empty cartridges And then be always a Memorial Day parade. We'd go downtown. And by the way, back in the day, they didn't have to fling 10,000 pounds of candy to people to get them to come to the parade. You know, that wasn't actually, that's a more recent invention. So we used to market in that sort of traditional way. But how do we feel about, where does Memorial Day rank, you know, in terms of the Monday holidays, you know? Where do you put it compared to Labor Day?
I always have a
Columbus Day, Indigenous Peoples Day, President's Day. How do we feel?
I always have warm feelings towards it. Like,
well, it marks time. It is the beginning of summer, and nothing is better than summer.
Yeah,
particularly if you're a kid.
Yeah, and I don't know. I feel like it's always like a nice surprise 3-day weekend. Like, you know,
that's
even
true.
Like,
I wasn't counting on it. Even like 2 days ago.
Correct.
Oh, yeah. Good.
And I do know, like, this is an early Memorial. Like, that's always the other confusing one is, like, when you have Memorial Day and then you still have more of May after it. Like, right. I'm used to, like, Memorial Day being kind of, like,
launch right into June from here.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's a great 3-day weekend. It's a great start to the summer. And Labor Day's a little wistful. It's sort of the last gasp, last call, you know, closing time a little bit, Labor Day is, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas Memorial Day is, oh, my gosh, we got all summer. And when you were a kid,
endless
all summer felt like an eternity.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Today on the radio show, we got Jason Smith. He'll join us in the next segment. And Zach Edey's agent on yesterday. It was really interesting, talking about all manner of things. We'll talk to Jason about that. Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. It is, of course, in addition to the beginning of Memorial Day weekend, it is the day when the all-NBA teams will be announced. And the question, well, we root for Jaren because we want good things for Jaren. If you put the money aside, right? If the money had nothing to do with this, it was just like, do you want him to be all-NBA or not? You'd rather him be all-NBA, right?
Absolutely.
It is a really close call. There are arguments both ways in any event as to whether, from the Grizzlies, the future of the Grizzlies' perspective, you would like him to be all-NBA. There's an argument that, because the way it will work is, if he is all-NBA, and he'll at best be on the all-NBA third team, we believe, right?
Yep.
He was second team all-defense, which is, by the way, like at one point in the season, he was being discussed, never a favorite, but being discussed as defensive player of the year.
After Victor had to get...
Yeah, got right.
He became the biggest betting favorite.
So to go from there to the second team is a little bit reflective of how I believe the sort of...
I do not think he had momentum.
He's lost momentum.
Yes.
And he clearly did in the all-defensive voting. And you think that probably will carry over to the all-NBA type voting. Now, whether we'll have enough momentum to be on the third team, we shall see. But the way it will work is either if he is all-NBA, he's eligible for a Supermax. Now, the Grizzlies don't have to give. He's eligible for the full Supermax. The Grizzlies could give him something less than that, right? And the great thing is that they could do that, and it really does, because it doesn't kick in for a year, it gives them more flexibility, more expensive in the long haul, but it gives them more flexibility. First, you can lock them up. You can have them under contract this summer before he goes into free agency after next year. So you will have Jaren Jackson Jr. into the future. That's the one benefit. Whew. Don't have to worry about it. You got him. Key piece to the puzzle, you have him. The other part that's convenient, at least for this year, is because it doesn't kick in for a year, you don't have to make any salary adjustments to the rest of your roster in order to make room for it. You'll ultimately have to make room for it in a big way. But those are the biggest advantages. The certainty that you will have, Jaren, and the fact that it won't kick in for a year, and so you won't have to be making allowances for it this year. If he is not all NBA, they can still have Jaren under contract into the future by doing some maneuvering. And that is, they can renegotiate his current contract. There are rules about you can only bump a player's contract by X percent off of what they're making.
I think it's 10% off their last.
What is that?
I think it's 10% off the last.
So, and so the problem is, Jaren doesn't make enough money. He would not accept that, right? He would not accept that. But if you can renegotiate his contract now and then have an extension of the percentage off of that, and he might accept that. We don't know, right?
Yeah,
he
so
might
accept that. So like right now, I think it's his last year's 24.7. So instead of whatever 10%, you know, instead of basically offering him $26 million or $27 million, you can give
him renegotiate for a bigger number.
And I think it's 10. I think they have 10 million of flexibility. So then you would go to 34.7 and then 10% off that. And would that number be enough?
The problem there is we don't know that Jaren would accept it. He might say, you know what, I'll wait and see what I do this coming year. And you'd also have to create the room this year with the for the renegotiated contract. And so it becomes much more cumbersome this year. I think truth is, though, if you knew that he would sign under that circumstance, that's what you would prefer. Even though it's more difficult for this year, we're looking at the long-term health of this franchise.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think that's what you would prefer. We'll get into this more with Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. But that is tonight. The All-NBA teams will be announced. So there was a game last night. And I don't know, Jeffrey, Timberwolves look to me like they're kind of in the same tier that the Memphis Grizzlies are. Once again, I keep coming back to this. There are those out there who will tell me that, oh, no. These are two different, wildly different caliber franchises. Uh-uh. They played 82 games. The Grizzlies finished...
separated by one.
The Grizzlies finished one game behind them while winning the season series. They both come up against Oklahoma City, and they both get embarrassed. And that is what is happening. It is what happened to the... Now, Grizzlies brought this 100% on themselves. The Grizzlies...
It's very difficult to go from second place post All-Star break
crazy.
To avoiding to and, having and, to play two play.
And yet
again.
We saw it coming. It's like one of those asteroids
well,
is heading
did.
Towards.
You
the,
did.
It's one of those asteroids is heading towards the Earth, and from mm-hmm. far away, you're like
you were like Bruce Willis.
It's 2% chance of hitting us. It's not going to hit us.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that asteroid, and I'm like, nope. I think that asteroid. It was the Oklahoma City Thunder asteroid. I think it's going to hit us. And sure enough, it just got bigger and bigger and bigger, and they kept losing and losing and losing and fire their coach, and everything goes to hell, and they get Oklahoma City in the first round. And so the same thing that is happening to the Grizzlies is now happening to Minnesota. So, yeah, and I'll tell you this. If Minnesota, now again, Grizzlies brought it on themselves, but if Minnesota had met the Thunder in the first round, same thing would have happened to them in the first round that happened to the Grizzlies in the first round, particularly if they lost their best player in game three. Like, it's possible that it is possible that the Thunder will drop a game or two here. It's possible. They wouldn't if Anthony Edwards went out in game three. I'll say that. And I continue to believe, as I said before this series started, that the Oklahoma City Thunder will win the title in 10 games or fewer. In these final,
you're off to a good
two
start
series. Let's see. It was all the old favorites last night. It was turnovers. Now, not as many turnovers. Only 14.
I don't know if that's a good thing. Like,
the fact that you gave up 22 points off of turnovers, off of 14 turnovers.
Correct.
isn't a subject of congratulations. 14 turnovers leading to 22 points. So we had the turnover issue. We had the missed threes.
Mm-hmm.
That's an old favorite too.
Yep.
We got that in game one.
Play
we get this again. We got 11 of 39 from three. Ant was 1 of 9 from three. Nazarene couldn't hit from three. It was the same situation from three. We had the third quarter collapse. That's an old favorite.
Oh yeah,
the third quarter collapse.
Did win the fourth quarter.
Both games, by the way, Oklahoma City won the third quarter by 14 points. Last night, it was 35-21. In game one, it was a 17-2 run in the third quarter. Last night, it was a 14-2 run in the third quarter. Let's see. Oh, then we had the Rudy Gobert absent, right? The wildly ineffective Rudy Gobert. So we got the missed threes. We got the turnovers. We got the third quarter collapse. We got Rudy Gobert disappearing act. And we get a double-digit Oklahoma City win. Listen, they were all good. Chet Holmgren was good. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was good. Jalen Williams was good. Everybody was good. There was one player. There was one player for Minnesota who finished on the plus side of things. You know who that was?
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The fact that you're asking makes me think it was Mike.
It was Mike!
But I don't remember thinking, like, Mike's playing well.
It was Mike! It's an imperfect stat, as they say. Plus 14. He was also plus in game one. Play Mike! How about that? Take that for data. Yeah, Take that for data. And so it's a boring series. I mean, I hate to say it.
Last night, as awesome as, I guess maybe because Wednesday was so incredible, we had to pay the price. Last night was not a good night on TV. The hockey game was boring.
The hockey game?
I mean, was a bloodbath.
This is sports is pain. It's another one of my truisms. Sports is pain. So the Carolina Panthers, like, they're a relatively young franchise. Right? Like right now, by the way. In the NHL playoffs right now, we've got a team in Dallas, a team in Miami, and a team in Raleigh-Durham. Three of the four that are standing.
And Edmonton.
And then Edmonton. But the Hurricane, relatively young franchise, moved there from Hartford?
I thought Hartford was Atlanta.
I don't think so. Yeah, you can look it up. I thought Atlanta was an expansion team, and then Atlanta moved to Calgary. And they've won a cup, for God's sakes. Like, that's pretty
good.
You're
right. You're right.
And the Whale. They won a cup, and that's all great. They must be pretty down happy there, right? They've got the cup to make them feel warm at night. They're a very good team every single year. And yet, you know, the
they always have a pretty good crowd, too.
Great crowd, great fans. Like, it's a very good franchise. But they have their own particular misery. And their own particular misery is, with last night's 5-0 loss to the Panthers, this is in the Eastern Conference Finals, or whatever the hell they call the conference over there, the 5-0 they lose, they're now down 2-0 in the series. They have lost an astounding 14 straight conference finals games. Their last,
it almost feels impossible.
They were the last three times they were made it to the conference finals. Imagine the Grizzlies going to the conference finals as they did against San Antonio and getting swept, right? And then going again and
it's
getting swept.
It's one thing to go 0-12 in the first round.
And then going again, yes, getting swept. And then swept getting the next time.
You have to win playoff series to get to the conference
finals. And then getting swept the next time. And now, hell, they may get swept again.
They've lost both at home.
That was a freaking disaster. But the problem with Oklahoma City is there's no end to this, man. I really do think that we could be looking at a dynasty. And
the problem is next year, I agree with you. They do have to start paying people after next year.
So they've got, in addition to the players who they have now, who are all young, really, basically.
Like hooray.
They also have, Dillon, they've got Nikola Topic. Remember him?
Yep. Nikola Topic.
Is it Topic? Topic? Whatever.
Topic.
They got Dillon Jones. Those were both first round draft picks last year.
And they're just stashed away
now. They're just hanging out. Right. As is Wiseman Deng.
Of course.
First round, picked 11th in 22. And now let's look at their future draft picks, if this would entertain you, ladies and gentlemen.
Do we have to?
In 2025, they have the first round number 15 and number 25, okay? Then they have incoming. They have all of their own. They have an unprotected from the Clippers in 26. Top four protected from Houston in 26. Top eight protected from Utah in 26. A top four protected from Philadelphia, 26 and 27. Does that mean two top four predicted, or means it's predicted on those years, do you think? Top four protected from Philadelphia, 26 and 27. Top five, I think it's protected those 2 years. Top five protected from Denver, 27. And then it's top five protected in 28. Yeah, so that's one pick. It's a top four. So, once again, unprotected from the Clippers in 26, top four protected from Houston in 26, top eight protected from Utah in 26, top four protected from Philadelphia in either 26 or 27, top five protected from Denver in 27, which is then top five protected in 28, a top five protected in Denver in 29, a swap rights with the Clippers in case the Clippers have the better pick in 27.
That just feels superfluous.
A swap rights with Houston and a swap rights with Dallas in 28. It's just insane.
I think this, I'm not kidding. Is Paul George the greatest Thunder player of all time?
Well, we talk about the worst trades of all time, you know, and
mm-hmm.
I think this is an underrated worst trade of all time.
No, it doesn't get used as an example like it should.
No, people don't throw it out.
Correct.
Like Herschel, you know, because it's draft picks.
Exactly.
And so we sort of lose track
SGA.
Of them. And SGA. I mean, there is no...
And I get it. SGA was not, like, when they traded for him, nobody knew that it was going to be this, but he was still a good player. Like, you don't normally get player and picks. They did.
So it's a problem. I would also ask you this. You know, we used to contrast compare the Grizzlies big three with the Thunder big three, right? And who's better? Okay, and obviously SGA is now better than Ja. It's indisputable, right? There's no way around that. And then we'd say Chet Holmgren versus Jaren. And Jalen Williams against Dez, right? And we'd say who's better? Like what's going on there? Who's better? And I would ask you this: is the bigger gap? I would argue that the gap between the Grizzlies big three and the Thunder big three is smaller. Thunder still have the edge there, right?
Yeah, but I that's not like a.
It's smaller than the next four. Right. If you then go Dort,
no, I don't think
if you that, then go. The problem is that they go those three and you're like, OK, we got our three. They got those three. Like, we'll go to war with those. Like, we can do that. Right. Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe
totally
if Jaws, like the problem is then they've got Dort and Hartenstein and Caruso and
Casey Wallace.
Like you got those four. Right. And you're like, Yeah, that's hell. You know, that's absolute hell.
No, it's why it's to me why when you watch the Thunder and you're watching the rest of the league, you're like, they're just better.
They're just better than everybody. So enjoy the series tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Like, we got game two tonight of the Knicks and the Pacers, and that can be a great, wonderful, fun series. But the fun is over.
The only thing I would say is when Boston ran it back, we all kind of thought that that was inevitable too. Like, I do think the big lesson for me, at least, is I think the NBA is actually becoming more year-to-year than people realize. I think we're used to thinking like...
Here's what's funny, though. Yeah, maybe. We'll see. Because people have been talking about parity, right? I don't know how much parity there is. If there might be a super team amongst us.
But we thought
this
last year
in Boston.
We just
haven't acknowledged it. Yeah, they still could have been a super team, except for the fact that you know, Tatum gets hurt.
I mean, I think they are a super team through next year, but then they are going to... That's the other thing. If you win and win big, you have to pay people a lot.
I look forward to the day when they have to pay
everyone.
When they have to pay people a lot. We did have other news that we have to get to before we got Jason Smith coming up in the next segment. And it is, we did have college football playoff news yesterday, and this was unsurprising and I think pretty uncontroversial that they've reseeded. They're now going to
straight seeding.
They're going to have straight seeding as opposed to giving the winner of the conference
championship. Yeah.
And what happened here, by the way, it wasn't such a bad idea to have the conference champions get byes. I mean, hell, that's what happens in the NFL, right?
Yep.
I mean, Detroit was going to offer a proposal to have straight seeding and pulled it because
they didn't have the votes. Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't have the votes. So it's not that controversial to actually reward someone for winning their conference. The problem is they came up with that system and then they blew up the conferences.
Yeah, they came up with the system when they thought they had.
The Pac-12 was still existed when they came up with it.
When they thought that they had conferences that were closer to equal than what they
did. Yeah, and so what you had was, there's two problems here. So you had the Big Ten had one. That's great. And the SEC had one. And maybe the Pac-12 and the ACC weren't as good, but they were all, you know, they're all major conferences. Well, the Big 12, we can get four good conference champions out of that, right?
Yep.
So what happened is that the Pac-12 blows up. The Big 12 stinks. Well, right. And so the ACC stinks, honestly. And so now, and but then the other problem is that you took the good teams from the Pac-12 and put them in the Big Ten. So now there are too many good teams that aren't getting rewarded in the SEC and the Big Ten. And then you are rewarding these conferences that are now, do not merit it. Right.
Yep.
And so they made that change and that's good. We still don't know what they're going to do in 26. That is undecided. One of the things that surprised me, though, yesterday was Danny White, the athletic director. Did you see this story?
Yes, about the advocating for...
That was wild.
Advocating. Yeah. Now, Ross Dellinger pointed out, like, Danny's been saying this for 2 years.
Really?
Yeah, that he's been advocating that, you know, essentially a collective bargaining agreement.
Well, and listen, there are problems with collective bargaining in the college context too, because, well, there's two big problems. One is some of your institutions are public institutions and some are private institutions, and the rules are completely different. Our labor laws and rules and frameworks are completely different for public employees than for private employees. So that's one. That's one problem. The other problem is that the players cycle through so quickly. It's really hard to sort of, like, you can have a Major League Baseball union because the players in Major League Baseball, a bunch of them for 10 years or more, or 8 years or 7 years, yeah, or whatever. You've got to, here, you barely join the union before you're off into your pro career, right? And so.
Unless they change eligibility.
I guess if you get 5 years.
Five. Who's stopping there?
The problem, though, the fundamental problem has always been, any rule you can come up with as an NCAA or a conference or whatever else to limit the rights of athletes, is illegal. That's the problem. Because any more than
it's anti-competitive,
then you couldn't have FedEx and UPS. You could not have FedEx and UPS saying, "All right, we're going to cap the income of delivery people at $12 an hour," and you can only, if you want to go from UPS to FedEx, you can only do it in the spring. You can in this 3 week period in the spring, and the employees would go, "What the hell are you people doing? You're getting together in a pure violation of antitrust rules to conspire to limit my rights. That is not America." And the courts would say, "That is not America. You cannot do that." And so
and they have repeatedly.
NCAA has tried. They've tried to have rules about all sorts of things that limit the rights of athletes. And do they make sense to me? Does it make sense to Jeffrey? Do these things that make sense in terms of having an orderly framework for recruiting college players and the way they move around? Yes, it does. Doesn't matter. It's illegal. It only becomes legal when you have a collectively bargained solution so that the employees are agreeing to it en masse in a collective bargaining agreement. Then we have, as I've said a million times now, then in the antitrust laws, there is an exemption. They say, oh, that's the circumstance in which you can actually come up with an agreement that would limit the rights of these folks, because presumably they're getting something else out of it. They've agreed to have their rights limited. And so we endorse that because we want these sort of orderly agreements when they exist in that context. The problem is that universities, the NCAA, has pushed back and pushed back and pushed back, again, for lots of reasons. I'm not saying it's easy because, oh, my God, what's going to happen if we got to start treating players as employees? And what if football players are employees and we've collected bargaining agreement and basketball players are golfers too? And we have to start paying a wage, and we have to start making all the rules that apply to employees. We are now going to have to what a mess that. I understand why they balk at it. The problem is there is no other way, barring some intervention by Congress to create another exemption. There is no other way to create an orderly system other than that.
Well, and there's also no guarantee, even if Congress passed legislation, there's no guarantee that it would hold up.
So, yeah, that's true, too. So Danny White, and I didn't know he had been saying this all along, but he said in an interview yesterday, it's a real issue. We could go on and on about what we need, but I'll say it. We've got a camera on us. So he's aware that this is controversial in the context of university administrators. But I don't really care at this point. Collective bargaining is the only solution.
Yeah, I think
it's quite striking.
I think there's been, because obviously people feel a certain way about the state legislature. If you actually look at what the law said, what the law is really saying is, we don't believe that whatever they come up with is going to last. And basically what they're saying is, we think the next people that will get sued is the schools, and we don't want that.
And then another state yesterday passed a law like Tennessee. I lost track of it.
Basically, I mean,
they're all saying anything, any framework you come up with after the House settlement to limit how much we can pay athletes is going to be unenforceable in our state.
Correct.
It's just a freaking disaster. I can't wait till the games start again. And when how long till football season, Jeffrey?
I believe we're like 97 days.
We got Jason Smith coming up next, then Chris Harrington. It is the Jeff Calkins Show on a Friday, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Jason Smith. Jason and John, every single day from 11 to 2, although I gather that Jason's going to be holding things down today. Jason, how do you celebrate Memorial Day over there?
Oh, well, yeah, we pull out the big green egg. We cook up burgers, we cook up hot dogs, and we celebrate here at home.
So wait a second. You actually have a big green egg?
I do.
Did you get it on some sort of sponsorship deal, or did you go out someday and, like, buy a big green egg?
Years ago, we did get it through a sponsorship deal.
Is it great?
Yeah. You can cook pizza in that thing. It's like, you know. It's fantastic.
How long does it take to fire up, though? Like, as opposed to if you got a gas grill, you walk out there, you turn the thing on.
It's a little more work. But here's the thing, Jeff. You just put the little, you can put a little starter in the middle of all your natural charcoal. Put a little starter in there. You light the starter. The thing starts itself. So then you walk away from it. You come back. You make sure it's burning pretty good. You throw a little bit more natural charcoal on top of it, and you're started. It is. I had the gas grill before, so I know what easy is, how convenient that is. But I, in terms of taste and then how, once I got down how much fire I needed to build for how much meat I'm going to be cooking, right? I was a pro. It made me a pro. And so I'm willing to put in the extra work in terms of building the fire. There's not as much to it as you think.
All right. So before we get to important sports matters, you're a proud graduate of the University of Memphis. And I saw the news the other day, yesterday. That the Holiday Inn at the University of Memphis has been closed, maybe for repairs, but it sounded like, it was a little bit like Rail Garden. You know, in Rail Garden, it originally closed for repairs, and then it never came back. I don't know what's happening, but what do you make of that? Did you ever have events or cover events at the Holiday Inn? I actually spent a weekend with the Memphis football team when I was embedded. It was back when they had a... Well, back when they embraced publicity, I had a 3-day embedded situation with Mike Norvell and that football team.
Oh, wow.
And so I did that there. But they always used to have Tiger banquets there, too. Like, they have lots of Memphis events there. I was sort of saddened to see that it's being closed, at least temporarily.
I have great memories of that place. My wife and I, early on when we were dating, I think did one of their Valentine's Day specials.
Really? You've stayed there?
Yeah, I was trying to save a little money, and it was a great deal. And at the time, I'd never stayed there. I'd covered events there like you had. I'd also been asked to do keynote speaker type deal at a little league baseball end of season banquet. And Jeff, unlike you, when I do these things, I am apparently so bad at them. I'm so uninspirational that I am usually never invited back. But I do have fond memories of, I believe it was It was Brother Draper. I believe it was Leonard Draper who invited me. Yeah. I think it was. And a gentleman also involved with it, whose name I can't think of right now. But yeah, they had me out, and I was honored. I brought my stepson out, Chris. I think you know what? By that time, that event, he had been born because he's there as a little baby, and I'm all proud. My wife's there and everything else. And man, I was so terrible. Apparently, they didn't have me back. I'm pretty sure Strickland was the mayor then, and I think he pretty much outshined me, just as you would expect. And so nobody remembered my speech.
To be clear, when I am
a sad
invited,
story, it doesn't sound like I left you speechless.
No, when I am invited to speak,
dude, you were invited. No. Dude, you're everywhere.
I'm invited all the time, but only because of my job. The idea that I don't do inspiration. I don't know how to do inspiration.
Didn't you tell me? Didn't I hear that you're going to be speaking to like a judge's council?
Yeah, oh, that one's easy. That one I'm actually. Some judicial conference. That one I'm just
judicial.
That one I'm just emceeing. And you know who's
on
the panel?
When are you headed to the White House?
You know who's on the panel?
Who's on the panel?
Jimmy Sexton. All you have to do is ask Jimmy Sexton questions, and he's so interesting because of his clients that that's the easiest gig I have. The hardest gig I ever had.
Easy. Wow.
Was to give a sermon at the Calvary Lenten Lecture Series. That was the hardest one. But normally, I've heard Lou Holtz do inspirational talks and run through the wall talks. I don't know how you do that. I don't begin to know how you would. I mean, you hear me. People hear me on the radio every 2 hours a day. I'm never inspirational. Am I Jeffrey? I don't think we do inspiration here. No, I don't do inspiration. Anyway, I was sad to see. I hope it comes back as a vibrant hotel someday.
But how connected it is to the University of Memphis seems to be what's up in the air. It just seems odd that it wouldn't be in some way, like it always has been. That's been part of their school, right? School of Hospitality. So surely you would hope that they're going to stay connected in some way other than being right across the street from each other. Yeah. But mysterious sort of story in that we don't know what's going to happen.
All right. Is it better for the Grizzlies if Jaren makes All NBA third team be unveiled today, tonight?
Oh yeah. Oh, I mean, Chris has written that. I mean, that we should all, you know, be rooting for that, or at least lean that way. I know Chris kind of sort of provided all the options, however long ago that was, but we've chronicled it all the way up until now, and I think we've come to the conclusion it's best for the Grizzlies, just in the sense of even in fixing what are the issues now, particularly with the rest of the roster. Okay, set aside the three, but you want that flexibility to be able to do so. You get Jaren on the Supermax, which wouldn't kick in till after this coming season. All right, you got flexibility. That's good. That's good because you can fix it now in that scenario, right? Sure, you have to deal with, oh my gosh, I mean, that's a lot of money for Jaren Jackson Jr., but I think a lot of us are past that point, realize too how, I mean, they're so deeply invested in Jaren now. Zach Edey, I've continued to mention, is a part of that. Because, again, you take Jaren Jackson Jr. out, you're looking at Zach Edey, and you're saying, okay, does this still fit? He's here to address Jaren's flaws. They spent the number nine pick on him. And so the more and more you think of, they're not going to let him get away. Perhaps, you know, John's talking about there's rumors out there that he didn't want – because they're so – you know, whoever they're from, whatever. But when John's hearing stuff, you perk up. But his point was, even Jaren might be involved in some stuff. I had sort of come to the conclusion that if it's going to be anybody in the three, it's going to be Bane. But back to Jaren, no, I think you're rooting for it. I think where the story's changed now, Jeff, is sort of what you point out. Jeffrey did too. You guys were talking about it. Jaren went from defensive player of the year favorite, right after Wimby goes down, to second team and out of contention for defensive player of the year. You just obviously with the Grizzlies collapse, you know, that obviously has something to do with it, where they fall in the seeding, having to be in the play-in. But and you just want factor that into sort of what, you know, this all NBA. But we already figured he's third team. Drew Hill came on with us yesterday, I believe it was, yeah, yesterday, said, you know, this is going to be really close. We've seen enough ballots, I think.
What do you think? No.
That's where I'm going with this. That's a long-winded way of saying it doesn't feel like it. And so then you're at a point where, okay, well, you're not giving the Supermax that he can sign right now, but you can offer a technically max contract. The problem is he can't sign until next year, right? So Jaren, you have to wait until he goes into free agency.
What you can do is renegotiate and extend. Right. Yeah. Right.
But
now,
the problem with that is it takes away the flexibility, Jeff. You renegotiate and extend right now, his salary kicks in right now.
Correct.
As opposed to having it open. So that's all back to the question you asked me. That's why we should be, it feels like, rooting for him to be supermax, but it doesn't feel like we're headed that way.
You had a fascinating Andy Schiffman on yesterday, and what struck me about the conversation was, obviously he's high on Zach Edey, he represents Zach Edey, talking about the leap that he expects him to take next year. He was pretty free and open talking about other possible changes to the roster, wondering if Brandon Clark would be dealt.
Brandon's his. Yeah.
What did you take away from, well, also suggesting that Santi's probably not going to be back? Wasn't that the implication? What did you extract from all of that?
Well, I will say, right there with what you're mentioning, he was extremely open. And I have to say, I mean, Andy Schiffman's a Memphian, graduated from White Station, went to Germantown, worked for 2 years for Josh, got his law degree from Marquette University. But he's a Memphian. He knows the lay of the land. And he's obviously very familiar with Zach Kleiman, having done now contracts with him at his position with Priority Sports. So I think it's Executive Vice President of Basketball Representation. He has risen to a point with Priority, and you go back and look at it. You know, Brandon's deal was announced by Priority. I think they're big guy and Andy. And so my point is, like, he's very familiar with Memphis, having grown up here. And I've got to say it. I mean, I know they're a competitor. Sometimes people wince around 92.9 when you say it, but he does a weekly with Dave Belotion that I've heard before, and he's always like this, so direct. And this is a guy who knows Zach Kleiman in a way that we don't. Because he's on the other end of the phone with him, whatever else it is, the Zoom, whatever, doing these deals with him, did for Edey, and will do, you know, whatever extension there is, did for Brandon Clark a few years ago. And so yes, to hear him as open as he was, and even about his own client, I think he mentioned too, he's got Cam Spencer, so three Grizzlies. So he's done this work with Kleiman. And then he really, I thought what struck me, Jeff, was that he has a confidence in Zach Kleiman that, you know, I think is absolutely fair to have with as good in the draft as he's been, with as good as he is doing deals, right? You got a bunch of guys on deals that you love, whether it's Vince, whether it's Gigi, whether it's Pippen, you know, a bunch of those guys, right? But I do think it's fair to question at this point, and I think Andy, would say this fairly too, that, you know, with his track record in terms of trades, you look at Indiana, a lot of that trades, right? OKC goes out, makes deals, free agent Hardenstein, get Caruso, move off from Giddy. They made trades to get where they are. And so that's the part we've talked about it before, Jeff, that Zach's still got to get. But there seem to, you know, and here's the other part. Well, he's going to be in the room with Zach again, right? And so it's not like you're going to come on and say this guy can't do it, or boy, does he look like he's at a crossroads right now, because you're going to be in the room with him again. But I was struck by his confidence level still in Zach. And he did say, with everything that you just laid out, how he touched on each and every guy, that he doesn't think you have to do this thing should be blown up. He's along the lines with what you've said, that, you know, even though Zach Kleiman is saying you're not one player away here, one veteran away, I don't think any of us think you have to blow it up, those three words and whatever that looks like. And so, and it was along those lines, you know, you fix a little bit, maybe some moves. He, you know, his point was, what are you going to do with Vince and Gigi? Do you still value them in the same way that you did entering last season, realizing that, sure, there were some injury concerns, but boy, did they look far off, and look where it set you, and what if that happens again? And so, no, he was really, straight and to the point on guys, and always is, from what I can tell. And so it was great having him on, I would love to have him back anytime we could, but again, we had to clear that with the legend that is Dave Belotion.
Jason,
and I appreciate Dave for that.
I appreciate it as well. Jason, thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Jason Smith from 11 to 2. Every single day, 11 till 2. All right. Tomorrow, big day over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. It is the last 60% sale of the year. It's the Robert Irwin Jewelers location on Perkins, right across from a novel on Perkins Extended. That's the one I go to. And tomorrow, 6 hours, starting at 10 a.m., 60% off everything in the store. So if you're thinking of getting engaged anytime this year, honestly, 60% off engagement rings. If you've got, you probably have gifts coming up, reasons for birthdays or holidays or whatever it is coming up, 60% off designer jewelry, 60% off earrings, 60% off necklaces, 60% off brand watches, everything in the showroom, 60% off for 6 hours. And again, it's the last one of these of the year. It's at the Perkins location of Robert Irwin Jewelers. Special financing available up to 6 months while we're on the sixth theme. 6 months interest-free at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Sale ends Saturday at 4 p.m. For complete details, go online to rijewelers.com. Chris Harrington joins us on the other side. It is the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.